Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. And what a fantastic program we have in store for you today. On today's program, we talk with journalist Erin Schrode. She talks about her covering of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest and how she was shot with rubber bullets by law enforcement officers while filming an interview. Plus, Doug Goring, North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner, talks about the introduction of medical marijuana into the system now that it's been passed and legalized. Jeff Simon, Executive Director for the Western Dakota's Energy Association, talks about the investment into the oil and gas producing counties. And Nicholas Flom, Executive Director for the Northern Plains UAS Test Site, the man in charge of the drones. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. In our next segment, we talk with Nick Flom, Executive Director for the Northern Plains UAS Test Site.
Yeah, this is Nick Flom, the Executive Director for the Northern Plains UAS Test Site.
Northern Plains UAS Test Site. Some people might not be familiar with what that is exactly. How do you describe that test site and the UAS drone industry?
Yeah, so the FAA designated six test sites to do testing of unmanned aircraft to help integrate them so that they can fly, you know, side by side with manned airplanes safely.
We are one of six test states, and that's kind of actually a pretty important thing to realize. What are you guys doing, I guess, in terms of for being a test state? What are some of the things that you guys are testing?
Yeah, sure. So some of the things that we're looking at, you know, for example, are ways of expanding the sets of rules. Back in August, we had the FAA released a small UAS rule allowing for flights of aircraft weighing under 55 pounds that can fly up to 400 feet as long as you keep it in sight. That was a great movement forward for our industry. And, you know, we're looking at, we're doing testing of, like, night operation. Right now that's a limitation. You can't fly UAS at night. So we're, giving them the FAA data so that, you know, everyone can start safely flying at night, maybe even at higher altitudes.
Are we talking about these big, giant drones that the military uses, or are we talking about ones that you can go to, Verizon store and buy, or both?
It's absolutely both. You know, the current set of rules that the FAA has in place are the latter, what you talked about, the small, you know, UAS that you can, you know, potentially buy off of Amazon. But we're also doing testing of, you know, larger platforms. We've been running a series of tests this summer using a airplane that's probably the equivalent of a four-passenger, you know, small general aviation aircraft, and doing image analysis of farm fields and also infrastructure for the utility industry.
Which leads me to my next question, energy integration. How involved are you with in energy integration, whether it be a UAV, UAS, or a drone, maybe monitoring some power lines or maybe a pipeline? Are you involved much with an energy integration?
Yeah, we are. And that's I actually have some operations that will be taking place next week that's assessing from a utility electric company damage assessment, you know, post-storm disaster. You know, is this something that we can send a UAS to actually, you know, determine the change if there's a down power line? These types of technologies can be transferred over to the pipeline inspections. You know, that's, a lot of that's currently being done by manned aircraft. Anytime that I can, you know, do something that's, you know, dull, dirty, or dangerous, which flying a manned airplane at low altitudes for like a pipeline inspection, you know, follows, you know, not necessarily the dirty part, but the, you know, dull and dangerous. You know, those are areas that we're looking into making a lot more efficient.
How about when it comes to precision agriculture? How involved are you with some of the, I don't know if they're experiments or they're projects or testing, but some of the things that are going on with the precision agriculture here in the state?
You know, we're directly involved with probably most of the efforts that are involved with precision agriculture in the state of North Dakota. And we're looking at that stuff from really interesting tests, high altitude, where we can capture 25,000 acres per hour with a large UAS, taking wide swaths of imagery. And then we follow up and fly a small UAS at lower altitudes that definitely can't cover the same amount of ground. And then following that up with, you know, ground truthing, you know, actually walking the fields and doing stand counts and kind of getting an idea, you know, can I fly a large UAS at high altitudes? Does that give me the same type of resolution that can, you know, help a farmer make those, you know, critical decisions that, you know, are traditionally done maybe with satellite, being done with maybe a small UAS? So we're looking at the analysis of all of that right now.
So I've been covering the UAS industry for since about 2007. Tommy Kenville, who I'm very confident you're familiar with, being up there in Grand Forks. I used to have him on my radio program back in like 2007, 2008. People thought we were crazy. We should be on the overnight coast-to-coast conspiracy radio because we were talking about we were talking about drones the size of honeybees, because that's what they had back then, at least over in Israel they did. I mean, Israel is a big progressive when it comes to the UAS technology, and so, you know, we've learned a lot from them. The thing that I used to always bring up to Commissioner Doug Goring, Ag Commissioner Goring, in North Dakota, was that at some day we're going to be at a point where a drone will fly over a row of sunflowers or a row of potatoes or whatever, and it will be able to identify the individual disease or pathogen on a specific plant, and it will send a little relay to a drone four-wheeler, probably the size of an old toy car or something like that, that's got a pesticide that'll just mist that one specific area, which is going to be incredible savings and efficiencies. And Goring has mentioned or has said that that's the direction they're going. Do you see that as well? Is that the direction we're going? And how close are we to getting to that final point, I guess?
You know, that is, you know, everything that you mentioned, I mean, that is the absolute end goal of all of this. You know, the anytime that we're analyzing the data or we're giving the data to a decision maker, the farmer, whoever it happens to be, it has to be so precise. It has to be informative enough that they don't have to go through, you know, pages and pages of analysis to determine, hey, I need to go spray this one area. So, you know, things that we're working on with the different types of cameras that we're putting on the airplane is exactly what you're talking about. You know, how do we start to get some of the different signatures off of these diseases so that we can actually identify, you know, different diseases? That's being done so that we can put together this full catalog, you know, for the imagery analysis. The second part of that is, you know, how we're talking, you know, gigabytes, if not terabytes, of information. How do I get that information down quickly so that we can start making as close to real-time decisions as possible? The big data analysis, that is another challenge that we're working through. Yamaha has been flying in Japan with an aircraft over the rice paddy field with a UAS spraying exactly the way you talked about it, with a, you know, maybe a driverless car or something along those lines. I mean, my ideal is that exactly what you're talking about, except for the, instead of the driverless tractor, I have a, you know, a driverless, you know, a UAS that's going to spray that one spot. You know, we're definitely not quite there yet. Still doing a lot of tests, but, you know, every single test that we come down with, I feel like we're progressing, you know, one step closer to that reality.
To listen to the full-length interview with Nicholas Flom, Executive Director for the Northern Plains UAS Test Site, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spiesen. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids and Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com. Deadwood's newest legend.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.